This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Stephen Malanga. He's a senior editor at the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. He's also the author of the forthcoming book, Shakedown, The Continuing Conspiracy Against the American Taxpayer. We want to get his reaction to the $26 billion spending package approved last week by the Senate and just yesterday by the House of Representatives, designed to continue to fund the jobs of teachers and emergency personnel around the country. And Steve, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
The conservative argument against this took on a couple of folds. Number one, they said there was a tax increase involved. It also said it had responsible states bailing out irresponsible states. One of their other concerns, though, was this was basically a giveaway to special interests and unions that were loyal to the Democratic Party. How much veracity is there to that claim?
Well, I think the thing that makes the charge that it's a giveaway credible is that there's no reform in all of this. What I mean by that is that you have vastly different cost structures across the country in states and in localities, because much of education, and a lot of this is focused on teachers, preserving teachers' jobs, really have a very different systems of paying people, very different levels of benefits, levels of costs. And you know, if you think about the administration's race to the top in education, which is kind of the right way to dole out money, because they're giving money to people, to states that are willing to do reform. However, in this case, they're just giving money. And so, for instance, you have states where their education cost structure is way out of whack. New Jersey is an example. New Jersey spends more per student than any state in the country. Well, New Jersey now has a tremendous fiscal problem, and they cut aid to schools this year. What this stimulus is going to do is it's going to preserve that, but Jersey has the highest taxes in the country. They should be able to fund their own education system without help from the rest of America. The reason they can't is because Jersey has been irresponsible with its budget, and now there's nothing in this particular stimulus which says, well, we're going to give you money, but we want you to live up to certain standards of spending, certain standards of pay and compensation in general. So that's what I think is producing some of the criticism.
In terms of the relationship between perhaps the majority party and teachers' unions, perhaps in particular, as well as some others, what's the expectation? What's kind of the symbiotic relationship there?
Well, I think it's not so much an expectation as it is a looking backwards. The unions, municipal unions, public sector unions, particularly teachers' unions, heavily backed President Obama in his election campaign, and they are a core part of his constituency, certainly a core part of the Democratic Party. The National Education Association has enormous power within the Democratic Party. So that's what makes this look like a little bit of a quid pro quo. We backed you, and we want to save these jobs right now, and we think that's something that the federal government ought to be stepping in and doing.
We were talking with another public policy expert earlier in the day, Stephen, and he said it shows kind of warped priorities on the parts of some of these states that when they have this shortfall in cash, and it may be due to their own irresponsibility, the first thing they tend to cut are these high-profile jobs like teachers, like police, like firefighters, in order to get the attention for that. And he shows that basically indicates a misplacement of priorities. How do you read that?
Well, I think that depends. If you want to talk about a misplaced priorities, I think you have to look not so much at what they're cutting first, but rather I think you have to look at how they're spending within, for instance, their school systems. I'll give you an example. California, for instance, is not one of the highest spenders in the country in terms of spending per pupil in its school systems. In general, it's in the middle of the pack. However, California pays its teachers virtually near the top of all states. So a big chunk of the money that's being spent in California goes to teacher salaries, and that's one of the reasons California keeps finding itself in trouble. So the formulas that I find most dysfunctional are in places like New Jersey, California, and New York, where the compensation structure has been absolutely skewed, and much of the money is going into compensation rather than a more traditional approach, which puts more money into the classroom, money into supplies, money into rebuilding schools, and into facilities. Jersey, again, is a good example of that. They had to raise money in the bond market to spend money on building schools because so much of their money, so much of their school spending goes into teacher salaries. That's eating up bigger and bigger parts of budgets.
How should these states have reacted to this, assuming that they couldn't fix their deficit problems? What's the right way to prioritize this?
Well, again, it changes depending upon which state you're in, but the states that are in the most trouble, ironically, from a budgetary point of view, are all states which have compensation structures for public employees which are out of whack. Go down the list: California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island. Those are the states with the heaviest levels of public sector compensation. Those are the states that are frequently near the top in terms of public sector pay and benefits.
So reducing pay and benefits in order to make ends meet would have been the smarter way to go.
Well, as the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, said, if teachers in New Jersey were just willing to take a pay freeze this year instead of demanding a 4% pay increase, every school district in New Jersey could have essentially made up for the cut in state aid that Christie needed to do in order to balance the state's budget. So that's the kind of things that we're talking about that would help these states solve their budget problems.
Steve, unfortunately, our time is up. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Steve Malanga is a senior editor with the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. He's the author of the forthcoming book, Shakedown: The Continuing Conspiracy Against the American Taxpayer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.